And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. Today in the news, gold and silver got some buying support this week when Fed Governor Brainard made some downbeat remarks on the U.S. economy, reports Kitco. It appears questionable if the U.S. Congress and Trump administration can come to an agreement on a new COVID-19 stimulus package before the U.S. elections. Technically, gold bulls have the overall near-term advantage, and they've been working on restarting a price uptrend. Paper money is going away in the very near future, reports Zero Hedge. Sooner than you realize, paper money will be replaced by a digital U.S. dollar. Money is already digital. Your bank and brokerage accounts are book entries in a digital database. These book entries also claim that they can be exchanged for paper money or paper stock certificates. Governments, including the U.S. government, will be mandating the exchange of all paper money for digital upgrade. When will this happen? They say within 7 to 10 years. Well, Mark Holbert at MarketWatch has some disturbing news for those of you who think they're basing their investment strategy on history. The U.S. stock market must fall 43% in order to be in line with the longest possible trend in its history, going back to 1793. There have been only two other occasions when the U.S. stock market has been this far above trend as it is right now, the late 1960s and early 70s, and the top of the internet bubble. We all know what happened after those two periods. The internet bubble burst in 2000, and in 74, stocks went nowhere for over a decade. Well, tonight, President Donald Trump and Joe Biden will go head-to-head in the final debate before the 2020 election. The discussion topics are clearly absent of some crucial points, including the economy and foreign policy, writes Trish Reagan at American Consequences. Instead, tonight's agenda will stick to the following: fighting COVID-19, race in America, climate change, American families, national security, and leadership. Americans are being done a massive disservice, she writes, since they will not hear from the candidates themselves on policies concerning the Middle East, China, or North Korea. Most alarming for everyday Americans is the fact that big tech is playing favorites by censoring the recent Biden scandal. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver now.